This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Future prices for corn and wheat are at a three-week low ahead of today's crop report from the Department of Agriculture. The world of commodities is still reeling from the drought that swept across the country this year. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Trow reports.
The drought made this year the second highest on record for farm income because the crops that did get to market got a higher price. The USDA expects feed corn to sell at $7 or $8 a bushel. That wide price range is also a problem, says Morningstar analyst Ken Perkins.
Think of what it would cost a meat processor for a full year at those different prices.
Since no one knows what feed will cost, meat costs will be unpredictable into next year, too. And if U.S. farmers continue to produce less corn, soy, and wheat than expected, that spells trouble globally. Darren Newsom at DTN Financial says, so far, the weather's not cooperating.
We are heading into the winter in a worse drought situation than where we were last year at this time.
A dry winter means crops start at a disadvantage in spring, and then who knows what summer will hold. Usually December is a pretty boring time for farm reports, but in this environment, he says, every indicator gets watched more closely. I'm Eve Trow for Marketplace.